It's the 26th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Luton nurse plans to protest the government's vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. Sally Jacobs, a maternity nurse at Luton and Dunstable Hospital, has chosen not to take the COVID vaccines and could lose her job following the early February deadline to receive the first of two injections. "I'm not anti-vaccine, I'm pro-bodily integrity," she explained. According to a leaked Department of Health and Social Care document, as many as 70,000 workers within the NHS share her view and their positions could be on the line. Ms Jacobs added, "It's about making a principled stand for something you believe in." Her protest event, Clap for the Sacked, will take place in Lewisey Road this Thursday at 8 p.m. The driver of a Vauxhall Astra stopped in Bedford by police said he was unaware of the requirement for both tax and MOT. The existing vehicle tax and MOT had not been renewed for a year. The car was confiscated by police. 5,000 trees will be made available to Bedford residents from Bedford Borough Council. The free trees can only be planted on private property. Permission may be required. Individual households can collect up to 5 trees. Businesses, charities and schools are limited to 25. The trees can be picked up on the 16th and the 19th of February from 10 to 3 at Oasis Beach Ball. Charity Carers in Bedfordshire has awarded Oakley Primary Academy with the Young Carers Schools Award. A young carer takes care of somebody at home who may require continuous support. Schools are judged using 10 criteria that provide assistance to young carers. Oakley Primary has met all 10. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.